A&M.
Hello. This study has been done as a part of my PhD project at Virginia Tech with Dr. Greg Vanilo, who's my advisor, and we got a great contribution from Tom as well. And the study has been established on the mining reclamation site, and it's a deep row biosolids incorporation in hybrid poplar short rotation forestry plantation. And this particular report is a hybrid poplar biomatrix within the first 4 years of growth. And the rest of the study includes groundwater leaching of nitrogen, phosphorus, heavy metals, carbon transformations, and greenhouse gas emissions. So let's start right off. Biosolids deep row incorporation is an alternative disposal technology for large volumes of biosolids, which has been used quite a few times for particularly mining reclamation purposes. The advantages of this technology is that it recycles large volumes of biosolids, which are placed in the trench and covered with overburden on the abandoned mine sites or on the mining reclamation sites. And the hypothesis behind it is that biosolids would act like a slow nitrogen and phosphorus release system, which would provide nutrients over the years to short rotation forestry and plantation such as hybrid poplar, so that no additional fertilization would be necessary throughout the growth period. Those pictures are from our study that has been established in coastal southeast Virginia on the former prime farmland reclamation site, which occurred after heavy mineral mining, which results in significant disturbance and separation of clay and sand fraction for the purposes of removal of heavy minerals, and then returning that those two separated fractions back into the mine pits, dewatering and drying out, and further reclaiming back to hopefully original use. But in our case, we've tried an alternative approach with growing short rotation forestry. Our study design has included application of two types of biosolids, and we also compared them to mineral nitrogen fertilization and unfertilized treatment. So the two biosolids, which were the focus of our study, were anaerobically digested biosolids and lime-stabilized biosolids, which are processed significantly differently from each other. And we also had three incremental fertilizer treatments, which have been designed to imitate the gradual increase in nitrogen to the levels which are recommended for hybrid poplar, up to the ones that significantly exceed the nitrogen requirements. And the biosolids have been applied at two different volumetric rates, and basically the only difference was the width of the biosolids trench. In one case it was 45 centimeter wide, and in another was 90 centimeter wide for both biosolids types. This slide shows some basic characteristics of the biosolids and the loading rates. So as I said, anaerobically digested biosolids are pH 8.5 to start with, and lime stabilized are stabilized with quick lime, so their pH is really high, of 0.3, and significant differences between the nutrient contents of those biosolids have been phosphorus contents, where anaerobically digested has a triple amount of phosphorus as lime stabilized. But at our replication rates, we provided extremely excessive amounts of phosphorus in either case. As you can see, nitrogen application has been 22 tons and 29 tons per hectare, and this is based on the highest application rate. And phosphorus application rates are also extremely high. So we try to see how those nutrients were going to be released with time and whether the system would be detrimental to groundwater quality, maybe greenhouse produce maybe excessive greenhouse gases, and how hybrid poplar would perform in those treatments. So this is a brief timeline of the study as it was designed and how it's been executed. And we started it in 2006 with entrenchments on biosolids. This shows panel isometers that have been installed on the bottom below the biosolids. Seems to account for leaching of everything in groundwater. And 2007, we planted hybrid poplars, applied our first nitrogen fertilizer treatments as well. Hybrid poplars were planted as cuttings on the small plots, which were 20 by 6 meters, and each plot included 10 trees. In spring and summer 2008, in spring 2008, we've done nitrogen fertilization again, collected foliage to see the treatment effects from hybrid poplar. And we've taken biometrics in 2009 and 2011 to account for the tree growth up to 2008 and up to 2010, which corresponded to 2 and 4 years. So here's some graphs in with treatment and time effects on of different biosolids application rates on biometric parameters that we've collected. So you can see that in both cases, biosolids have resulted in significantly higher diameter at breast height, basal diameter generally, height, and crown volume. And particularly, those effects have been shown, expressed to a better extent after 4 years of growth. So this slide shows our above ground leafless biomass calculations, where we used where we used allometric function derived from the study which has been conducted in the similar environment in Maryland by Beltsville researchers. And the treatment effects show that approximately similar levels of above-ground leafless biomass for all the biosolids treatments in 2008 and 2010. There are a couple of interesting things that this data shows. Our fertilizer treatments resulted in the incremental increase of fertilization resulted in significantly smaller above-ground leafless biomass than fertilized control. And unfertilized control was essentially not significantly different from the way biosolids treatment is performed. And also the widest lime-stabilized biosolids trench hasn't been doing that well in the very beginning of the study, and then it kind of started catching up, as you can see. After 4 years, it's 14.6 kilograms per tree, compared to about 20 in other biosolids treatments. And our fertilizer treatments lagged behind, and even though we stopped fertilization in 2008 was the last year that we've done it, they lagged behind significantly, and we've been showing this to a better extent in the publications that's been prepared on this. And our hypothesis was that excessive nitrogen fertilization applied as a one-time application in the spring might have affected the root growth by creating the short-term spike in pH, maybe due to nitrification, and it might have burned the roots to and prevented them to grow deeper and get some nutrients from the groundwater, which you would see a little bit later in the presentation, have been definitely leaching through the biosolid seams. So this slide shows the aerial calculations of above ground leafless biomass and sequestered nutrients, and we see a similar trend. Basically, after 2 years of growth, we've gotten about 4 to 5 megagrams per hectare from the biosolids treatments, and it went up to 22 megagrams per hectare of poplar biomass in 4 years, which has been much higher. And here at this slide, you can see the comparison of 2-year-old poplar tree and 4-year-old poplar tree. So the growth has been significant. This is real short. Those are the leaching amounts of nitrogen, and you can see that a lot of nitrogen is being leached from the biosolids treatments, and they're all essentially the same. And this little table shows greenhouse gas emissions, and one significant important thing that you should note that biosolids resulted in nitrous oxide emissions, which are equivalent to about 100 megagrams per hectare in carbon equivalent. So we're not talking about carbon sequestration due to poplars in this situation, but merely as an outsource for hybrid poplar biomass production and recycling of biosolids, which would produce them either way. So this graph shows the predicted biomass of poplar after 6 years, which could be 40 megagrams per hectare, and potentially sequestered carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus. And here we're looking at the leaching amounts of nitrogen which leached from the biosolids after 2 years, and those lines represent our 4 treatments, and this is against the tree density, trees per hectare, and that's where our study stands, and those are the required tree densities to uptake all the nitrogen. So according to our calculations, the tree density which could have taken up most of the nitrogen should have been not 3 by 3, but 1.6 by 1.62 meter by meter. And to conclude, poplar plantations grown on entrenched biosolids result in higher biomass than end fertilizer treatments. High rates of lime-stabilized biosolids can temporarily suppress poplar growth, and decreased biosolids rates and increased tree density will reduce nitrogen loss risks into groundwater. So on that, I'd be happy to take any questions.